This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we are to celebrate and innovate and organize your day. This is the DJV way for you to work into your mind some of the things that are going on, perspectives from three unique, well, four actually. I think I'm unique, and I think Jennifer is unique, and Victoria's unique, and Kara's unique. So we're here to be unique. People in the news. Ronda Rousey was on, I don't know if you saw this or not, Jennifer, the WWE Raw debut. She signed a deal on Sunday, showed up on Monday, and the usual stuff. I actually, flipping through the channels last night, I saw her come on and do her throw the big guy around on the table routine and then go after Stephanie McMahon and the usual nonsense with the evil eye and grab the microphone and yell. So, anyway, I wonder if anybody else saw it and what they thought. Was slapping Stephanie McMahon around, and then McMahon was slapping her around. It's so foolish. The stuff that they do is just so trite. But yet, to a point, I guess it's entertaining. The people in the crowd were yelling, placards everywhere. You'd think you were at a political convention with all the signs they were having. Rousey wins! And stuff. It's really, she's made a name for herself, no question about it, and probably will be one of the smartest things the McMahons have done for a while, because how many other people were household names before they actually got there? You know,
that's true.
When you think about who has, like, John Cena and The Rock, those people, and I don't know about women wrestlers, but they, you know, there's nobody who had the cachet that she does. I hope they're paying a lot of money, because she'll bring a crowd. Anybody have anything else to say about that?
No, I agree with you. Wonder. I agree. Yeah. It was something she always wanted to do, and she talked a lot about. Yeah.
Oh,
so this
either.
Was sort of fulfilling, I guess, a dream for her, and I think, as you mentioned, it's really, really good for the WWE, too.
Yeah, it's got to be a big payday for her.
Oh,
how much do these people get paid? How much? What are these guys that are usual wrestlers and women? What are they getting?
I think the top stars make a lot of money because they have a lot of branding opportunities, merchandise. They also get put in some of the WWE films and that sort of thing. Look how many movie stars have come from the WWE.
Cena's doing great. Yeah, he's doing a lot of stuff now.
He's
very likable.
At first,
I don't know that I thought The Rock was likable the way he was playing things, but Cena has that smile and he has a very nice presence about him. I think he comes across very well.
But they also work really hard. And what's unclear to me, I would imagine she has to do the full schedule that all the other wrestlers do, but these people go on tour and they're working at least 4 or 5 days a week. They're working local events that are not televised, and then they have at least one or two television events every single week. So
they do.
Is everybody
out on stage all the time? How many are there of these people?
Lots. And they actually have two different camps. They have the Raw people, and they have the SmackDown people. They divided it into two different kind of camps, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
So they all go on tour at different tracks, and they have their live events on a certain day, and then they have their TV events on a certain day. So I think it's a pretty aggressive schedule, and for the money that they make, especially for the people that are not John Cena and The Rock, but who are the day-to-day stars, I think they get paid a lot, but I also think they work pretty hard for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and how did they keep in shape to get from getting hurt? Because they get thrown around, and I think some of those people actually, don't you get hurt once? Some of it's fake, but don't people get hurt?
People have died in the ring because they try these tricks or they jump off. Owen Hart was one that comes to mind. He was trying to jump off the rafters and body slam someone, and he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like tough stuff, frankly. All right, other names in the news. Bill Cosby's daughter, Ensa, has died. She was 44. She passed away from complications of renal disease. Renal disease. What's renal disease?
Isn't that your kidneys?
Yeah, it is. kidney failure or something. This is very unusual. Ensor was one of the few who stood up for her father during the trials. Cosby lost another child about 30 years ago, or his son.
Ennis, I believe, was his name.
Yeah, it was shot during a robbery in L.A.
Very tragic. The stuff going on in this family, whether you believe Bill Cosby, you don't believe Bill Cosby, whatever it is, losing two children, having all of these legal things going on.
Yeah. What kind of karma? It's karma. If you get to the concept of karma, isn't it? Isn't that where that stuff comes from?
I don't know. There's a lot of bad people who do a lot of bad things, and they don't have to lose two of their kids. That's really...
All right, so here's something good. I want to hear a story about Gary Dosmagin, who's 69 years old, a person that none of you have ever heard of before. You probably will never hear from him again. He retired yesterday, and I'm reading his story. He, last year, was involved in a melee. He's been working for almost 40 years at a daycare center here in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison's where I am, right? Am I in Milwaukee? No, I'm in Madison.
You're in Madison.
Remember where I am. So this guy has been at this school. He was a teacher in a public school, and then he sort of took over managing, running this private school, and has been running it for 40 years. And he just retired. And he was given an honor. One of the reasons he decided to retire is because he had an altercation with some guy who came into the school with a meat cleaver. And he now this. So this in the era, I guess I'm telling the story in part because this is the era of these the excuse makers for not going into. By the way, I've heard more excuses, and I almost was swayed yesterday to Israel's point of view about the police, because I read an op-ed piece from a police officer who said we shouldn't be judging. And I was thinking to myself, am I prejudging these guys? I said a lot of stuff yesterday on the air about sheriffs, especially in Florida, what a bunch of flat-footed boobs most of them are, because they really are. They wannabe police officers. They've helped the political campaign of the sheriff. And, you know, these people are not appointed. They don't go through school. They just, if the sheriff likes them, he hires them. And, I mean, that's all you have to have. In Florida, to be a sheriff's deputy, you just have to be a friend of the sheriff. That's it. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to learn how to... No, nothing.
No academy or anything?
Nothing. No, nothing.
Seriously?
So, yes.
That's like, what's that old show? Like, Barney Fife? Like, really?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, right. So, I'm listening to... And you just brought up something, I think, Jennifer, about the Jake Tapper interview with Israel on CNN on Sunday, and I even saw a reference. Sean did, when I say Sean, I mean Sean Hannity, did an interface on the Jake Tapper, and it didn't very often you hear somebody on Fox say something good about somebody on CNN, but Sean had the interview and was talking about what Tapper got out of him, and Sean is, like Jennifer, is really supportive of the police, and he was going after this guy Israel. And the business about questions whether they really should have gone in or not. They had guns, and this guy had a rifle. They only had a little, what do they call those little Saturday Night Special? What do they call those little guns with the snouts on them? No, they didn't have Glocks or something like that. They had guns.
But they had something, and they had training, and they were armed. And there are so many questions that need to be answered. And I think what bothers me more than anything is that this Sheriff Israel last week in the town hall was brutal. He was so contentious with the NRA, blaming the NRA for this shooting. Yeah. And look, whether you like the NRA or you don't, I don't really care. But when you have a sheriff who has his own explaining to do, it seems a bit it seems unauthentic for you to be firing at an organization that really had very... That's right.
Yeah.
And then you have this sheriff on Jake Tapper's program on Sunday who, again, has this tone, well, I did everything right, and it's amazing leadership, and I don't think that I would do anything different. Well, you've got 17 people in the ground. And so if we're being honest here, I think everybody who's a decent human being would say, gosh, maybe there is something. They should be at least in that questioning tone. Gosh, maybe there was something we missed or we did something different. And then when all this evidence mounts up that stuff under your leadership wasn't right, these missed calls, the promise program, and then Of course, the fact that you had armed deputies standing outside a building, well, of course you should have a different tone. There's actually a new report out right now that's saying even the EMT services, emergency medical services, wanted to enter the building to start attending to the victims of the school shooting, but they were denied by the law enforcement in charge, which was the Broward County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Give me a break. And then to have this tone that you did everything right, just show some humility. It's
what hubris the guy's got.
It's just so disheartening. Yuck.
Well, it shows you when people have too much power and unchecked, there's no laws in Florida about the sheriff, the governor. Nobody's got any control over people. How the hell these guys got, how this law got passed in the first place? It's way over, I've said this 100 times, way overpopulated with police improperly in Florida. So let's just move ourselves around into the mind of the students, the mindset of the students that went back to the scene of the crime. The high school opening up this week. A lot of controversy, as we've all been talking about, what to do about guns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But put yourself in the place of the staff or the students or the families that send their children back into this school. It kind of, maybe some could just be okay with it. I don't know. What would you think if you were going to school there, all this stuff happened, and you're going to go back into the classroom where all the shooting in the hallways of the school, where all the shooting took place. That school in Connecticut, what's the name of the town?
Sandy Hook.
They tore it down. And so, in this circumstance, is that what you, how do you get, I don't know the answer, I'm just asking as a reflective sort, what do you think, I was just thinking to myself, what would it be like if I had students, children that would go into a school like that? And what do you say to them? It's got to be, there's some sensitivity. I mean, I'm not big on some of the sensitivity stuff because I think it's not done in the right way. But, my God, sending kids back in after witnessing all of this stuff, and, it's taken them 2 weeks to clean up the school and change some things around. But, good. I wouldn't be going back there. I'd be moving, going somewhere else. What about you, ladies?
Well, for families who can't move and can't go to a different school, I don't know. Yeah. It must be devastating.
Yep. Tough stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, let me bring you around to thinking about something. One of the sponsors for this program is MyPillow. People sleeping so well with it. Jennifer's always talking about how she does her, after she washes it and dries it, she kind of stuffs it around. Victoria loves sleeping with hers.
I don't stuff it around. I find the crevices so that it supports my neck, and I kind of push it all into place.
Okay, so I misspoke. shoot me. No, wait a minute. That's
no.
That's
come on.
All right, anyway. So the 10-year warranty, the 60-day guarantee, if you don't like anything that comes from MyPillow, you send it back, get your money back, all kinds of specials, 4-pack of MyPillows, 50% off at the moment. But if you go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, you'll see all kinds of things that they have in their catalog. So don't have any more bad nights. It's MyPillow.com, all kinds of things in there that you can enjoy for a better night's rest. The pillows, the comforters, the mattresses, they have sheets. I mean, everything that you need to get a sound night's sleep with MyPillow. Buy with confidence at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Murphy Brown, 23 and change after the hour. Wow, what's the story here? DJ V time is a time for a look at some entertainment news with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. So the cast of Murphy Brown, all of them, have signed on to bring it back. Faith Ford, I love this guy's name, Regalabuto. Joe Regalabuto?
Huh? No, that's his name. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, well, you'd recognize him if you saw him. You don't remember his name. Grant Shout, all are going to return to reprise, is it reprise or reprise? Which do we prefer?
It's your choice. People say it either way.
I say reprise, but...
Yeah. The guy who played Jim Dial has not signed on. Charles Kimbrough, what's going on with him? It's not like everybody knows who he is, and he's got such a great career going. Why didn't he just...
I know, right? He was great on the show. He was the stiff... Yeah, he was the super stiff older guy. He was like a Walter Cronkite type, you know? Right. Like he had that kind of voice. So maybe he's just too old.
I read a story.
He was old then, so.
Really, the L.A. Times had a story I read on the plane on Sunday coming out here, and it was really an overview of Murphy Brown's career, of Candace Bergen's career, and it was really quite good. She's now not only doing this sort of stuff; she's doing still a lot of acting. She's in her early 70s, but she's also designing bags. She's got some kind of designer bag line. And it started a number of years ago. Her daughter brought home a bag from school and asked her mother, somebody at school had asked if she would sign it. And she didn't sign it. She put a design on it. And then somehow or other that took off. And so now she's designing bags, which is, I guess if you want to have fun, she gives the money to some charity. That's a good therapy probably for her. So anyway, back to Murphy Brown. They've given it a 13-episode order. And so it'll be on the air starting next January. She is going to, she's actually pretty excited about it. She said it was the best time of her life in this interview.
I think they had 9 seasons out of it. Won all kinds
think
of Emmys.
All the attention it got when it was on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's one of the groundbreaking shows, I would think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because she dared to be a single mom. Remember that?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Was so, she was a working single mom.
Is that what got you?
What carries the day
with you for Murphy Brown? Why is everybody excited about, from your perspective?
I didn't like it and I didn't watch it. But it was a groundbreaking show.
It wasn't my cup of tea,
but I was very young, too, so I think it's probably because I was pretty little.
I remember towards the very end, like in 1997, 98, when it went off, like I remember it was my grandfather's favorite show. I remember that. He loved this show, yeah.
What was the run dates of Murphy Brown? What were the run dates?
88 to 98.
Thank you. Isn't that
good?
That was really good, Victoria.
Yeah.
Hey, that was really good. Very good. So, I liked her when she was in Boston Legal. She's kind of snarky. She's kind of a bee, right?
That's her role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she started as an Arjun when she was 17. Much like this girl that's in that movie we were talking about over the weekend. What was it called? FaceTime?
No, Every Day.
Every Day, that was it.
I don't even know where
every
he
time we talk things. About this movie, you're like, you come up with a different name. What is it called again? McDonald's?
That'd be a wise guy. Joan Baez is in the musical news because she says she's going to quit. Really? She's got a new run of concerts in our country in Canada. She's very popular in Canada for a lot of obvious reasons. She's going to stop formally touring. She's like 77 or something. I don't know. But close to that.
Is she that old?
Yeah, she's so. Yeah, no, she is. She starts in September in Ithaca, New York, goes to November in Oakland. She's got an upcoming album called Whistle Down the Wind, which is out in a few days. A digital copy can be downloaded. Tickets on sale for the tour March 2nd as well. So that's interesting. She's a very interesting character, actually. Yeah, somewhat political, you think?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees. PCs ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Minutes after the hour. This is the DJV experience with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're just laughing. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those who may not recognize my voice or who the heck is this guy. So I got a, was it Jennifer you were telling me when you were in Hawaii last week, your uncle was on the porch listening to the radio program? Was that
it's not my uncle.
Her fiance.
Oh, it was Jeff? Okay, it was Jeff who was sitting out there. Okay. All right, I was just laughing to myself about it. I give myself a chuckle every once in a while because I can be I'm so strident about stuff because service is so bad. So you weren't listening, Jennifer.
No.
Make this. You can put this on the podcast for the DJV show, djvshow.com podcast. So a lot of stuff that's on the air and off the air. So I'm hungry, and I haven't had my breakfast yet, and I thought that I should have had my breakfast by now. So I go to the phone, I call down to the restaurant, and I'm sort of chewing the guy out. And I'd say, yeah, you guys aren't too punctual. What did I say, Kara? I think I said something.
He said, you guys aren't too good at breakfast, huh?
That was literally how he didn't even say hello. He just said, you guys aren't too good at breakfast, huh?
Is that how you answered the door?
No, that's, no, how, no, he, that's how he called
He wasn't
them.
Here.
You called,
he called
them.
Room service
I
and
called
said
them.
That.
Yeah.
No,
so,
not even, hi, I just want to check on my order. Nope. You guys aren't too good at breakfast, huh?
And what
said yes and hung up on you?
Hold on.
Well, no, the punchline is that they're an hour, like here it's 6:30, and I'm thinking it's 7:30 because I'm on Eastern time. So I'm thinking, oh, these guys should have been here half an hour ago. Where the heck's my breakfast? And in fact, I was wrong. So I laughed with the guy. He was a very good sport about it. And offered to give me an extra muffin or something.
To set the stage for everyone where you are, you're in Madison,
yes,
Wisconsin at a hemp expo. So I'm sure room service has been working double time, okay? So you're not the first complaint, where's my food, man? Believe me, you're
not. Offered you a free snack.
Yeah.
Original.
Yeah, exactly. Doug is probably legitimately the only person who doesn't have the munchies. He's
right.
Just hungry.
Although, yesterday, they gave us, because it's not really, this is not a marijuana convention. This is, I'm not going to
Sure,
go.
It's not.
No, I don't, it might grow marijuana, but hemp and marijuana are two different things, and hemp's a big cash crop now that's coming back. Did you know that farmers were given a bonus big time to grow hemp? During the Dust Bowl days, after the Depression, hemp was outlawed for whatever the reason nobody can quite figure out. But then, before World War II started, the government was offering farmers big bonuses to grow hemp because they needed it for the rope for the ships and all other things for the war effort. And then some bunch of stupid stooges after the war, they, oh, hemp is really bad for you. And I actually think that the whole war against, all right, you want to, ready for a podcast bit, Kara? This will be the comment of the week, perhaps.
Oh, I can't
and
wait.
Eyeballs will...
Especially when you introduce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
So here's the reason that after World War II, remember all the times I've talked about the Tuskegee Airmen and how we were horrible to black soldiers and airmen, and we made them go to the separate latrines until Eisenhower became president and changed that. So I believe that the whole fight against marijuana and hemp and other things was directed at blacks. For the thought of the ignoramuses in America who thought that blacks were the only ones who used weed, and that it was just, you know, the kinds of things that were a part of the whatever the hierarchy of thinking at the time. Just amazing how ignorant people were, and that went on for a long time. And now hemp is coming back. It's been illegal in this country for 75 years. Now it's coming back, and farmers are embracing it because it's a big cash crop. There are all kinds of things medicinally in it, and they're making hemp boards now, wood, paper, all kinds of things I'm learning. It's a huge market for it.
I have hemp bed sheets that are super soft.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny that you say the
very
thing
expensive.
about that there's a racial tie-in. Maybe you're right. I wouldn't think of that. To me, I always go with lobbying. And to me, the cotton industry put the hemp industry out of business. That makes the most sense to me because cotton and hemp are such rivals in terms of what can be done with the fabric and how it can be used in so many different ways. And actually, hemp is more sustainable than cotton. So to me, when hemp comes along and it has so many uses, that just kind of reeks of the cotton lobbyists just putting it out of business.
Could be. 20 before the hour here on the DJV show.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diane is hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
42 and change after the hour now, the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. So, Jen, we're focused on, I'm looking around the nation, around the world, for things going on that are of import. Man, look at the floods in the central part of our country. Five people have been killed. A lot of wind and rain blowing through Louisville and other areas that are in that, like through Kentucky, and into Mississippi, down even in Texas, a lot of places. If you draw a line sort of from the Maritimes all the way down and then sort of it skews back up again, the upper Midwest has been saved from all of this. But where you are in California, Jennifer, there's a lot of people describing it as wild weather. I don't know if it's wild weather.
No.
It may be wild weather
it's
for
winter.
Los Angeles. It's wintertime, right.
So typically it rains in Los Angeles in February. This month it did not. And so now we're getting a little bit of rain towards, you know, the end of the month, beginning of May. And that's not unexpected. What people are freaking out about is that it's cold. So it's about, I think the high today is supposed to be 49, which is sort of unlike Los Angeles, especially when you have some rain, which means there'll be snow in the local mountains and the grapevine will be messed up and traffic will be a nightmare. And you deal with it. By the end of the week, it'll be 70 degrees again. Everybody will be complaining that it's so hot.
No, it won't be, I'm not coming back to L.A. until a week from Friday, so it'll probably be lousy weather till then. I'll bring it back. I have to go to Dallas next week for a couple of days. I'll bring some warm weather down there, and then I'll bring it back with me, okay?
I think I'm the only person on the planet who actually likes the rain. When it rains, I get excited. I'm happy. Just let it go. We need water here.
A little song, Albert Hammond, It Never Rains in Southern California. Remember that song?
I do.
Who remembers that song? Carol will find it for us. Whilst we go elsewhere around the nation, Girl Scouts are dreaming of a big year, and they're combining their sales efforts with Dunkin' Donuts. Mm. Wow. All of the Dunkin' Donuts are going to have Girl Scouts set up outside. Is that what's going on? Or are they doing their...
I think on weekends they're going to be inside some of the stores selling...
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. So here I was talking about seeing some cookies. I don't really have room to throw them in my bag because I'm normally a big supporter. I buy the cookies. But I was just thinking what you said. I'm here at a hemp convention, a farm convention.
I said that's like better than Bitcoin as far as currency goes.
I just now remembered where I saw the Dunkin' Donuts. They're putting Dunkin' Donuts near marijuana dispensaries to sell cookies. I guess that makes good sense.
There was a story in Los Angeles just about, two, three weeks, it all blends together, not too long ago, about a Girl Scout who was very enterprising. And since we now have legalized marijuana in the state of California, I guess her mother let her go and sell Girl Scout cookies outside the dispensary. Now, she was walking up and down the sidewalk outside the dispensary because it's illegal for the Girl Scouts to sell cookies there.
Yeah.
But the Girl Scout organization was trying to figure out whether or not they could take the money from the sale of the cookies because she was in the general vicinity of a dispensary, even though she was walking up and down the street.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds silly.
And, you know, I need to follow up. I don't know if they let her keep it. I don't know what she actually had to do.
So are thin mints still? They have coconut caramels.
Those are the Samoas. Those are delicious.
Samoas. Love Samoas.
And they have the peanut butter cookie.
Good.
I've become a big fan of Reese's Pieces. I just buy...
Reese's Pieces, what, the little, like, M&M-looking candies or the peanut butter cups?
And the peanut butter cups, too. I like those. They have the
I discriminate against Reese's Pieces. I do not like, them. No, wow. But I love peanut butter cups.
I like the cups, and I try to pretend that they're healthy because there's peanut butter in them.
Yeah, right. Well, that's it, you see. That's why I am. You follow my train of thought.
It's protein.
Right. It's I need protein. So let's have some Reese's Pieces.
I don't know how the peanut butter cookie, though, will mix with coffee. See, that's the thing. Dunkin' Donuts, these are the flavors that you can add. Thin mints, coconut caramels, like the riff on Samoas, and then the peanut butter cookie. You can add that to iced coffee or a latte or whatever. I don't know
I
how
think
that one
is. Good.
Is this another case of me burying the headline, Victoria?
Uh-huh, 100%.
Well, I get distracted thinking about all of the smoke that's floating around here.
Yep.
All right. Also, those of you who have KitchenAid electric kettles, be warned from the danger, Will Robinson department. If you purchased a KitchenAid electric kettle anytime between September of 2013 and through now, actually, your unit may be subject to a recall because it has a serious burn risk. Whirlpool, which makes the KitchenAid brand, issued a recall of 40,000 kettles that were sold here, as well as 47,000 units sold in Canada and Mexico. The risk stems from a faulty handle, which can loosen and separate from the kettle, causing hot contents to spill on you. Of course, that's a burn hazard, and that's why the recall notice. So far, Whirlpool has gotten 79 reports of handle separating, and so if there are that many of them, I'd say if I had one of these things, I'd be bringing it back right away. Do not throw it out.
That was my first thought.
Get
throw it
the
out.
Money back. Hello. Ding, 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 ding,
I'm
ding,
so
ding,
bad
ding,
like that.
Ding. All right, so here's a, tell me whether this is sad news or not. Is it JNCO Jeans, J-N-C-O? Is that how they pronounce
JNCO.
It?
JNCO.
Really?
Jen, do you remember JNCO?
This is not sad news.
This is not sad news for anyone who likes fashion.
They are men's jeans. Do they make women's jeans? I've only ever seen them on guys, but they have like really big pockets in the back. I think basically they're just very, very wide legged pants.
Clown pants is what I used to
wear. So I would not wear them.
No.
No.
I would hope not. You know what, I dated a guy a few years ago who told me once, he was like, you know what I kind of want? He was like, I saw someone wearing them. I kind of want to buy some JNCO jeans. And I was like, do not, or we will not be together anymore.
Buy the jeans?
He did not, but, I mean, obviously we're not still together. But
if that was an inclination, that's a bigger sign
that was a problem.
He's not right for you.
All right, from the People Department, Heather Locklear apparently is messing it up. I didn't realize she was such a toughie. She was arrested following some domestic incident. Was she beating up her husband? This is
it's her boyfriend.
Remember her from Melroy? Everybody? Melroy's place.
Yeah. And she was
she's
on
been around a lot.
Was she on Knott's Landing or Dynasty? I almost forget.
She was on Knott's. She was also with Hooker.
T.J. Hooker.
Yeah, right. She was his assistant, if you will. So they were called to her home in Thousand Oaks by her brother, because apparently Locklear and her boyfriend were fighting and she was getting the best of him.
Not the first time. The police got called when she was fighting with her last boyfriend, Jack Wagner, who was also a soap star.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Those two were together for a while.
She beat up a cop this time, allegedly.
The police said she was extremely uncooperative.
Right.
I think three cops, actually. I think went after
her. I mean, if she weighs 100 pounds soaking wet, I would have been surprised. And so this
little, but she's scrappy.
She's mighty.
Yeah. So somebody had to post $20,000 bail to get her out of the clink.
But the weird thing is, a couple hours after she posted bail, her boyfriend got pulled over and was given a DUI.
Great.
So clearly, the two of them are just a mess.
Yeah, they sound like a fun couple to hang out with.
It's not just alcohol. I think there might be some pills involved. I think they're making some cocktails.
Yeah.
10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV show.
Hey. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is back with us again to focus on glyphosates. I don't ever pronounce this correctly, but now I'm doing it in a syllabic way, Jack. G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the stuff that Monsanto is the king of. Yes. They're spreading it nicely all around the nation and around the world because it is the main ingredient in Roundup and other pesticides as well. And we found out during my tests in your office a couple of weeks ago that I'm loaded with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too pleased to find that out, but I'm glad, I guess I found it out. So how is it that, let's explain to people what it is and why it's a poison and how people are dealing with this. And one of the things that Mary told me, by the way, Mary is Jack's wife, she and Jack responsible for the podcast that you'll find at ForbiddenDoctor.com, rarely informational. And that one of the things that was fascinating, most doctors won't even go to the extent that Mary and Jack do to find out what correlatives there are. But remember a couple of years ago, we talked about a lot on the air, you may or may not remember, I had very serious indication that Lyme disease was was prevalent in my body. So I was given an antibiotic, which Mary was horrified about, and then come to find out that it may be that I'm loaded with glyphosate or whatever it is instead of Lyme disease. So how does this connect?
Well, we go into this in great deal in podcast number 126 at Forbidden Doctor for an expansion of it. But the symptoms of glyphosate poisoning are almost identical to the symptoms of what are considered to be diagnosed Lyme's disease. Now, there are an abundant number of people in this country who have been diagnosed with Lyme's who have never had a tick bite and have never even been in the woods, never camped out, weren't Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, camper guides, or anything like that, never had any experience where you find ticks, yet they have diagnosis of Lyme's disease. And so we go into a great deal about that in the podcast, but the thing is, and there are European countries now that are starting to ban this stuff. The modern-day approach to farming, to commercial farming, is to treat the plant. Mm-hmm. You as a farmer know darn well if you don't treat the soil, you have a losing battle.
Yep.
And that's where real farming is. As a true farmer treats the soil takes care of the plant. Modern-day farming takes care of the plant. So most of our topsoils in this country have narrowed down to just a couple of inches where they used to be feet 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, the only way they can get a plant to come out of the ground looking like a green pepper, looking like a red tomato, looking like yellow corn, is that they have to spray all this material to keep the weeds at bay, to keep the insects at bay, which were never a problem that much 100 years ago. But now, these foods are so inundated with these chemicals. But, you know, Monsanto says, oh, as soon as the glyphosate hits the ground, it oxidizes, decomposes, and it's not a problem at all. But that's not turning out to be the case. And so it's a very hot topic, but, you know, just there is so much money that comes out of the fertilizer business into Congress that it's very difficult to get Congress in this country to act on it.
As a farmer, I'm going to give you something else to think about that makes this will blow your mind even more. And I think it's one of those unintended consequences.
Yes.
What we found, I'm at a hemp conference in Wisconsin. And one of the things we found out in one of the breakout sessions yesterday, the discussion, because the people here are death on Monsanto and this kind of stuff. One of the studies was about what happens with Roundup and the other things. The glyphosate, kills the weeds, but the seeds don't die. So when the weeds are dead, the seeds go back into the ground, and it multiplies. It's almost like it's on purpose, so that you would use more Roundup to kill more weeds. But the insidious part of this is...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they kill the weed, but not the seeds. So the seeds go back into the earth, and they come back twice as strong, so now you're going to use twice as much Roundup to get rid of... The rest of the, it's like an, it just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah,
so it never really kills the seed, it just kills the weed.
Yeah, it's like the medical model of treating the symptom, but never really going to the cause of the disease.
Yeah, exactly. Enhance your immune system. Use balanceofnature.com, the code DJV, to increase your immune system by 700%. Jack understands that you should too. Check it out, balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.